Welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. The University of Utah's football team went undefeated in 2008. Still, that wasn't enough to play for a national championship, thanks to the highly controversial Bowl Championship Series, or BCS. This week, Utah Attorney General Mark Schertlef announced that after 2 years of consideration, he's moving forward with a lawsuit against the BCS. I spoke with him earlier on his decision.
Well, Attorney General, you had thought about filing a suit against the BCS for some time. What made you decide to go ahead with that decision?
Well, we've concluded that there clearly is an antitrust violation, that the BCS is an illegal monopoly in restraint of trade, and violating multiple antitrust laws, price fixing, and some other things that we feel it's time that we need to file suit. We've been trying to get the DOJ on board and other states to come along, and that's been what's kind of been the delay. We feel like we can't wait any longer. We need to file suit.
And how do you feel that the BCS is hurting institutions here in Utah?
Well, clearly, let me just give one example from this past season. Everybody, mm-hmm. and I do this because people say, well, this was always about the University of Utah and you know,
right.
the Sugar Bowl and so forth. It hasn't been about that. It's been about what's right and fair. Utah State University, taxpayer-funded institution of higher learning, difficult times right now, seeking money from the state of Utah from general fund, raising tuitions and so forth, and they are member of the WAC. And just this past season, you had Boise State that went one loss and was ranked high enough that within BCS rules should have been allowed to play in a BCS game. Mm-hmm. And if you play in a BCS game, money comes back to every school within the conference. So the university, Utah State University, should have received funding if they had been allowed to fairly compete, if Boise State had been allowed to fairly compete. Instead, you had a four-loss team that was unranked playing, and every school within that conference back east received the money that should have been allowed to be fairly available to the Utah State University. And it could be as much as $1 million a year, and this has happened multiple times. So in the case where every school that is not of the preferred conferences within the BCS scheme to enrich certain teams at the detriment of others, year after year are hurt, and we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
So what kind of support do you think you're going to get in this effort? Do you think you're going to get other states to sign on?
I do, but it's tough because you do have a lot of states where you have a major school that is making a lot of money from the BCS, and politicians, frankly, are a little difficult in saying, to go after a school that is benefiting from this, mm-hmm. or a system that benefits one of those major schools. But every state also has those schools that are not benefiting and are being hurt by the system. And so I believe that if it just takes someone to step up and do it. Years ago, in fact, several of my fellow AGs reminded me just recently in March when I met with them and talked about the BCS in Washington, D.C., that over a decade ago, one state attorney general, Mississippi, decided to go after big tobacco. Nobody else thought that was possible. And within a couple of years, 48 states were involved. I think we'll see them join on as they realize that this isn't about sports or bragging rights. It's about major money that are hurting taxpayer-funded institutions. Everybody is being hurt by it. There is it flies in the face of what free market, free enterprise, and in sports, free college competition is supposed to be all about. And they'll step up and say, if there's an illegality going on and we believe the errors, we need to stop it. And the only way apparently that's going to happen is through litigation.
Now, I'm sure we're going to quickly get people and probably the BCS itself saying that this is just a kind of a populist political issue, a way to, kind of drum up support. How are you going to respond to that argument?
We'll simply say that there is a job of a law enforcement official to bring action when there are allegations of illegal conduct. And we will prove that the BCS is an illegal monopoly that is in restraint of trade, that does not foster full and free competition, that violates multiple laws, and as we see as discovery goes, and you see more evidence come out, like we've seen through the recent Fiesta Bowl revelations of $100,000 golf memberships and all kinds of special benefits and Caribbean cruises, hmm. From a nonprofit organization that is just this cabal of old rich people who want to keep their power and control, and that's what it's about. And they'll say this is a waste of taxpayers' money. We're not going to use taxpayers' money. We're going to use our antitrust funds, monies that we get from between other people who violate antitrust laws. And ultimately, I believe and hope that the DOJ will get involved. And at that point, I think the BCS will realize that they have to fix it. They have to change the system. And what's amazing to me is the fact that every expert who's looked at this, every economist, every professional who's taken a look at the system has said they can actually make more money. The colleges and universities can make more money, more fairly distributed, if they go to a playoff system. And yet they fight this because they enjoy the power of their monopoly.
And Attorney General, if I could quickly ask you about another case. You are seeking a hearing before the Supreme Court on the case of the roadside memorials for fallen Utah Highway Patrol officers. Tell me about that.
Yes, here in the state, in fact, in most states, people know what a roadside cross is. They see a cross on the side of the road and they think, somebody died there. Well, in Utah, we have troopers who have been killed in line of duty and law enforcement officials. And so the Utah Highway Patrol Association has put up these crosses to memorialize the life and death and service of a law enforcement officer. Well, the American Atheist sued, claiming that's a violation of somehow state-sponsored religion,
right?
Because it's a cross. Our argument is that to the contrary, we don't put that up there so people will think about Christianity or Christ on the cross, but because they know what a white cross on the road means. Unfortunately, the Tenth Circuit disagreed with us. We believe the Tenth Circuit is wrong. There have been different standards that the Supreme Court has applied with regard to religious monuments, so to speak, and we believe that there's a chance for us to show the Supreme Court and that they'll take the case and rule that in fact this is not an establishment of religion.
And you've actually retained somebody to represent the state for free, is that correct?
Yes, well, the Family Research Council has been very interested. A lot of people who believe in, that there's too much of an effort to take God out of our country, and even though our argument in this case is this is not a religious monument, but it's denying the right of law enforcement families of loved ones to be able to memorialize their loss. And so those groups have said that they've found Ted Cruz, who was a former Solicitor General in Texas and has argued multiple times before the United States Supreme Court and is a specialist in First Amendment issues, who has agreed to come in and lead the case. We're not turning it over to him. I'm still, the Attorney General's office is fully in control of the case, and yet we've got this expert to help us out pro bono at no cost to the folks of Utah.
We've been speaking with Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff. Mark, we appreciate your time.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks. Good talking to you.